What I think is going on under New Labour at the moment in terms of lesbian and gay rights is partially coincidence and partially genuine liberality in some sense about people's rights to be who they are, and partially something a little more sinister. The coincidence is that New Labour arrived at the time of the harmonisation with European law. The liberality is that I think people like Tony Blair really are, as he would say, pretty relaxed about having gay friends and fellow workers. So that for the first time in British history, I counted 6 or 7 out cabinet ministers that have gone through the ranks of his government. And this is where you get into the other issue, you know, the kind of slightly sinister stuff. It seems to me that New Labour has an idea of how people should live and how the government can organise the resources to make this possible. And I think it is to make us very, very, very dependent on each other in family structures. And we, lesbian and gays and bisexuals and transsexuals, are invited to join the new family structure, where we have to depend on each other for economic support and sustenance. And I think this has some problems. I know that it's very important for a lot of people to be allowed to marry, because it's important to have your relationships affirmed by society and your family, and perhaps for those of people who are religious, I'm not, their church and so forth. But I don't want to have to marry my girlfriend in order to have the means to retire and live in old age without becoming a pauper, which is the case for many women already in this society. I don't want the state to say that they're not going to be able to afford, who says they're not going to be able to afford to pay pensions to people, and so we should all marry each other and live cheaply together in old age. I want state benefits to be paid to me because I am a contributing member of the society and I've been paying into them. I don't want to be forced into formalizing my relationship with anybody in order to qualify for my rights. And what I think you'll find is that people will be forced into formalizing their sexual relationships or their emotional relationships in ways that maybe aren't appropriate or that they don't really want to do. And I don't see why they should have to do it. That's where I suppose some notion of the rights to sexual pleasure conflicts with a sort of state program of let's get all of you little animals 2 by 2 up into the ark so we can cheapen the costs on the state. I don't want to be forced into that. I think we should figure out ways to not force people to do that, to afford a welfare system that relates to people as individuals, not as people in forms of family dependence. Or we'll be back to the system where I came into the women's movement, where if a woman lived with a man and the state found out about it, they withdrew her state benefits.